Tuesday, April 2nd, 2024, regular board meeting of the Benton County Commissioners. If you'll first join me in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. If I could get approval of the minutes for March 26, 2024, Commissioner Alvarez.
Move to approve the meeting minutes for March 26, 2024.
A second. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed nay. The ayes have it. The motion passes. Anything to add to the agendas? Or?
Staff has none.
None? Okay. With that, Amanda, please play our public comment.
The purpose of the public comment period is to give the audience an opportunity to provide comments to commissioners regarding agenda items or other topics. It is an official on-the-record communication geared toward giving information and opinions to consider in the decision-making process. While the commissioners welcome hearing from you, please note that the public comment period is not an opportunity for dialogue with commissioners or for posing questions with the expectation of an immediate answer. Many questions require an opportunity for information gathering and deliberation. For this reason, the commissioners will accept comments, but will not directly respond to comments, questions, or concerns raised during the public comment period. Audience members who wish to speak should raise your hand to be called upon by the chairman, or virtual participants use the raise hand feature. Come to the podium, or virtual participants unmute your microphone when called upon. State your name and address for the record. And after speaking, write your name and address on the record sheet. Virtual participants do not complete this step. To allow every participant an opportunity to be heard, public comments will be limited to 3 minutes per speaker. The chairman will indicate when your allowed time has elapsed. In the interest of running an orderly meeting, we ask that you do not duplicate comments made by a previous speaker. Instead, please simply confirm your agreement with previous statements. When appropriate, the commissioners may refer an item identified during public comments to the county administrator for further action. Please note that if the speaker intends to give commissioners any records of any kind as a part of a presentation, the records must be handed directly to the clerk of the board for distribution.
Okay, thank you. First, we'll start here in Prosser. I know Sherry has signed in to present. You know, we talked at the post office, Sherry. So, I mean, limit to 3 minutes. So, set up meetings with each of you. I would just send emails and set up meetings. So use your 3 minutes, but, you know. That microphone on?
Just a minute. Yeah. Green button on? By chance, or red button?
That's very loud. Okay. So, greetings in the name of Almighty God, peace and good faith. Based on all State of Washington candidates' declarations of candidacy filings, the treasurer and the assessor are absolutely required to comply and not abuse their office. For 3 years, both have been engaged in 18 United States Code Chapter 63, mail fraud, 18 U.S.C. 1341, frauds and swindles, 18 U.S.C. 1342, fictitious addresses. The treasurer and the assessor have had ample time to correct the fictitious address scheme that County of Benton began many years ago. Both were warned of these federal laws. Both were asked by certified mail and registered mail to cease and desist from sending fictitious tax debt bills. These have been illegally attached to my private land located on Red Mountain. This has been recorded as Lot 8, Block 3, Rupert Road. This valid recording is for private land not located or attached to the assessor's parcel number, since that would mean my land belongs to the assessor. This recording 2000-228426 has no parcel tax parcels. For the record, mail fraud has been committed. You guys have the same power under RCW 3632129 in parentheses as district court judges, and I'm asking for a hearing of that such. So the copies of the documents that I provided, each of you will have, and this is supportive evidence of the treasurer Spencer abusing his authority. I want to add, I know you can't answer, but since when is any county building open on January 1st? Why is Treasurer Spencer Jr. signing the oath of office for Assessor Bill Spencer? He does not have any authority to do oaths unless they pertain to his office. He usurped the auditor's duty. Last January 2023, the assessor's bond expired. Spencer Jr. never has had a valid bond. You can't backdate it. It has to be valid from the beginning. Since Spencer Jr. never met the RCW 4208 requirement from the beginning of him taking office, he was not qualified to be placed on the 2022 election ballot. Assessor Spencer did not get a new valid bond until March 6th of 2023, but did not have a valid oath, does not still have a valid oath because only the auditor can administer the assessor's oath. Both of these persons have trespassed Washington laws and the Washington Constitution. The laws of the United States have been ignored and violated repeatedly by both. They need to be arrested and charged for mail fraud under 18 U.S.C. 63 for the record. And in closing, this entire situation started due to a fictitious street address and an out-of-control action by the hiking of the mosquito tax. It led me to discover the corrupt acts by, you know, what's going on here. I don't want to be disrespectful, but at this point, when I'm told I have to follow the laws, but we have, and this, I provided a copy of this to the prosecutor's been sent this. This has been sent to the governor. It's been sent to the state auditor or the secretary of state. Now, and I started to speak to you about this last year, Mr. Alvarez. This is very serious because this is an opinion of the attorney general, and it was directed to Benton County. I know you want to talk about this in private, Jerome, but this is very serious for all landowners.
We just want to limit 3 minutes for public comment so we don't get into a situation.
Well, I need to. Do I need to speak to?
You know, email us and set up some times.
Okay.
You know.
All right.
Okay. Email those others too. County treasurer, assessor too.
The documents. Okay, I'm just asking you here on the record to stand on your duty under 3632129. You have the same power as a district judge, you've known me, Josie's known me, all of you guys know. Okay, I'm a good girl, and I just want peace. Thank you.
Anyone else here in Prosser? Is there anyone? And I can't see in Kennewick. Is there? Yep. Could you please come forward in Kennewick? We just got a little screen up here. Just state your name and your address, please, for the record. I'll give you about 3 minutes.
My name is Eileen Alexander. My address is 183106 East Game Farm Road, Kennewick. I was here 2 weeks ago previously about animal control, and I'm here for follow-up on that. First of all, I want to thank both the commissioners and the sheriff's office for addressing community concerns about our animal control. But there's a couple little things I would like to mention. My investigation started with the previous comments about the Rottweilers, and when I knew that there was issues with the animal control. But one of the comments that really concerned me was one of the neighbors has stated, and there's several, that you know they've lost faith in our law enforcement. And I apologize in advance to the commissioners before I say this, but when I investigated, I know that the sheriff's office had generated multiple reports to the commissioners. I mean, we paid out a multi-million dollar settlement to about one dog incident. We had an officer injured, and we had a lady die. And well, they're saying they lost faith in the officers. I mean, like, our animal control was out of date, small facility, only open 8 to 5, not answering our officers' calls. And like I said, I've never wanted to point the finger at anybody. And I haven't lost faith in my commissioners either. I want to emphasize that. But I need the commissioners to make a statement that they support our law enforcement, because I really feel like maybe you don't support them as much as you should. And I'm probably wrong about this, but I think a public statement needs to be made. And again, I appreciate all your work and effort. And the last thing I would like to say, and I'm sure this has been dealt with, but never, ever is the taking of a life a good shot. That's all. Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone else in Kennewick? Is there anyone online, Amanda, you can see? No? Okay. With that, we'll close public comment and move to the consent agenda approval.
I'll move to go ahead and approve the consent agenda items A through M.
I have a motion to present to approve the consent agenda. Agenda items A through M. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. The ayes have it. The motion passes. And I did second. Schedule business. Appointment of voting member for the Site Evaluation Council, FSEC, for the Wallula Gap Solar.
Good morning.
Morning.
All right. On March 15th, the board did receive notification from FSEC notifying us of a new project that's going in Benton County. It's known as the Wallula Gap Solar Project. It is located approximately 4 miles away from the unincorporated community of Plymouth. And per RCW 80, Benton County is allowed to appoint one voting member to the FSEC council for this project. We've done that for the other projects that we have going on here in the county as well. And they are requesting that the appointment be made by April 23rd of this month. We have had one person show interest in serving on this board. It's Mr. Adam File. He's our sustainable development manager here at the county. Adam has 25 or 30 years of experience with land use and different land use related topics. So I certainly think he would be a great candidate to represent the county on the FSEC board for this project. So with that, we just wanted to open that up to discussion for the board.
Yeah, Adam wants to volunteer. I was gonna volunteer, but that didn't work out, so.
I'll make a motion.
Okay, make a motion.
I'll make a motion. The board approves the attached resolution and appoints Mr. Adam File as its designee to serve as a voting member to the SF Council for the proposed Wallula Gap Solar Project.
Now, I second that. We'll cover his travel down to the Wallula Gap.
Yeah.
Okay. All expenses there.
You're okay. Up.
We have a motion and a second. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. The ayes have it.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks, Adam.
You're sure that's what you want.
Yeah, well, keep an eye on it. Now we have the official county newspaper bid opening.
All right, commissioners, that'll be me. Okay. So this is the bid for opening the official county newspaper pursuant to RCW 36.72.075. Annually, the county is required to go out for bid to contract for the legal newspaper for the coming year. Myself, the clerk to the board, is required to advertise at least 5 weeks in advance, and the bid opening must be held on this first meeting in April. The notice of bid call for the official newspaper was advertised in the current legal newspaper, the Prosser Record Bulletin, on Wednesday, February 28th of this year. And in addition to advertising, the commissioner's office provided notice via email to both of the newspapers in Benton County, the Tri-City Herald and the Prosser Record Bulletin. And as well, it was posted on the notice was posted on the county's website and bulletin boards. So we did receive one bid here from the Grandview Herald, which is the Prosser Record Bulletin. So I am about to open that momentarily. The best letter opener I could find. Okay. All right, so we have the column rate for first insertion would be $18.25. And the second additional subsequent insertion would be $26.25.
Yeah, we are going to approve it now.
No.
The bid. We'll have a resolution come up.
Yeah, so we'll make sure everything meets right. The contractual requirements, and we'll bring something for you on the consent.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you. Thank you. You'd think the legislature would look at that, the technology that there would be other options besides having print, but they have a strong lobbyist in called Roland in Olympia. Other business. I will just say next Tuesday afternoon, we're having a workshop for the commissioners on the animal control issue. Just to announce that we've been working with staff. I know the other commissioners have too. Talking to them about options, and staff has been doing some research, and we'll have a couple scenarios or a couple proposals next Tuesday to look at. And I don't know if we'll make a decision at that time to go forward with that animal control.
Probably not a decision at that point.
At that point, yeah. Okay, but we can have a good discussion on that issue. And And just for the comment, I'm a retired Richland police officer, 28 years, served in the military police. So, my heart always lays with law enforcement in this county, this country. And so I do support law enforcement. But, I have other areas in the county, too, that we have to look at, public works, HR. So, yeah, maybe we don't give all the time to the law enforcement agency or the sheriff's department, but we do have other issues we have to address too in the county. But I just want to make that I do support law enforcement. There's no question about that after serving that long. I don't have any. We had that. I know you attended the second part of the prosecutor's.
The public safety meeting.
Public safety meeting yesterday. The prosecutor. I read his comments last night. Kind of wanted to talk to Mr. Rasmussen about what his feelings was after that. I don't know if you've had time to read the comments.
Yeah.
Put out last night, but. But I think that was a good exercise. I'll just leave it at that. See what comes out of that. But, most of our budget, I'll just say most of our county budget is public safety. I think what, 80% maybe goes to public safety of the county budget. So, it's an important part of of the county. What other? I don't think I have anything else. You have one?
Just a couple comments to piggyback on you.
Okay.
To the gal that's up there in Kennewick, I totally hear you and saying, you know, if we represent or we support law enforcement. Right out of the Marines, I worked for a police department in southern New Mexico while I was going to college. So I have a lot of friends down in the Southwest that have been in law enforcement for many years. Also, if you were to come to my desk in Kennewick or my office in Kennewick, you'll see all kinds of challenge coins, a desk full of challenge coins from law enforcement all throughout Washington State. I have a lot of friends that have supported me in the past and continue to support me, and I support them at Richland Police Department, Kennewick Police Department, emergency services all throughout the county and several different counties and law enforcement agencies. So yes, we definitely support law enforcement 100%. We are going to have, as Commissioner Elton said, a workshop next week in reference to the canine shelter. I think it's very robust. I think about 3 months ago, 4 months ago, we have on a monthly basis a Law and Justice Council meeting where all the police chiefs get together along with the sheriff, along with prosecutors, city council members, public defenders, the whole nine yards. And so I think during that time, I said that there's four portions that I really am focusing on here at the county. And that was the Office of Public Defense, the prosecutor's office, courtroom security. And I mentioned one of the top priorities, the four top priorities for myself, at least in the vision, is the canine shelter. And so we're working on that. I think we'll come to a good resolution on that. I think we have our meeting Tuesday afternoon. So I think that is a positive step. Unfortunately, we were on travel when some issues happened for the county. And we're here and we're going to focus on getting that done and getting it done right. But at the same time, I want to go ahead and say that our animal shelter and our managers that manage that have been in contact for several months with the sheriff's office as well. So we're all working together. So it's not one against the other. I just want to go ahead and work together to get it done and get it done right. And I think we'll have that. We'll have a good foot on it on Tuesday afternoon. I think it'll be a win-win for the public, win-win for all the dogs, loose dogs, dangerous dogs. It'll be a good thing. The sheriff, I believe the sheriff's office will be 100% on board too. Like I said, this is going to be a win-win for all of us. Staff has worked very hard. I know that Commissioner Delvin and Commissioner McKay has been in those meetings. I just got done with my second meeting with staff yesterday for that presentation, and I look forward to that meeting. It'll be a good thing. So I appreciate your comments. And with that, I'll leave it back up to the chair here.
Clerk Delvin, any comments? Treasurer Spencer? Nope. Any electeds in Kennewick?
Oh. Right here.
Where?
She's behind.
She's hiding back there.
Okay, thank you, Brenda. We got one in the very back in Kennewick, too.
Where was it? Okay. Oh, son. Number one son. Okay. With that, no business before the board. We're adjourned. Everyone have a good rest of the week.